T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
One of my sources says that the Secret Service just put up an air defense zone over Biden's residence. Done deal, meaning they're assuming in Washington and certainly at the Secret Service that he's going to be president. All right. County Executive Rich Fitzgerald joining me. You're assuming the same thing, yes, sir?
Yes, it's inevitable. Yeah, there's no path for him at this point, because Pennsylvania, and the numbers are just going to grow all day as they continue to report ballots from Philly and everywhere. It really doesn't matter where it's coming from. That could be coming from the rubious red county. The mail-in ballots are trending to Biden, and he's going to win by a significant margin.
You called this, by the way, on Election Day. Why, sir?
Because I could see which way it was going. I could see the numbers in the rural counties were just quite a little bit less than they were 4 years ago. And Biden's numbers in places like Allegheny, Montgomery, Philadelphia, Bucks, Delaware, way outperformed what he had 4 years ago. And it just, you could just, and I think we've also trended it demographically, Marty, in the last 4 years, younger and more progressive. And you certainly can see that in Allegheny County in places like Lawrenceville, East Liberty. So the trends are heading in that direction. However, what I will say is, yes, the Democrats had a bad day on the Don ballot stuff. The North Hills seats all stayed in Republicans' hands. The trended in Biden's way, but didn't go for people like Emily Skopov, Lisa Geiger-Shulman, and Michelle Knoll.
Let me interject here, because, you know, we all hope, actually, and pray that the president will come around and understand that a loss is a loss and there isn't massive fraud. However, Fitzy just tweeted, and I mean right this second, Philadelphia has got a rotten history on election integrity. So just by that, Fitz, what just came out, we can't expect him to change at 10:09 this morning, even though he's lost. Yes, sir?
That's correct. And unfortunately, he's going to be this way till the very end.
Right.
And it's unfortunate, because I think it leads some of his supporters in a bad direction, regarding democracy. And it led a lot of them in a bad direction regarding COVID. I mean, we haven't talked about COVID as much this week because of the election. But we think about all those super spreader events, all of those folks that are supporters of his that don't wear masks, that think wearing a mask is a political statement as opposed to protecting the health of their families and their communities.
Well, the Stanford study, and you can disregard Stanford if you want, but you're a crackpot if you do, suggesting that many of his rallies led to super spreader events. I got to address this issue because I think it's pertinent and relevant. A woman just sent me a note on Facebook saying, "I hate America." And all I'm asking folks to do is kind of get it together and hope we get past this animus, Fitz. We grew up together. I've known you since I was an early teen. I haven't seen this much. Look, we didn't live through the 60s, that sort of thing, and the riots and the assassinations of JFK, and we were too young. But do you recall anything like this, sir?
Never. No, not even close. And you're 100% right. We've got to figure out a way to bring people together. And the extremists, quite frankly, in both parties,
yes,
and not just in both parties, but on social media, that amplify, you know, they're bad over there because they believe this, and the other side's bad over there because they believe that. most of us believe the same things. We want to have our family making a living, a decent living, good, you know, good health care, safe neighborhoods, nice roads, parks, you know, those kind of things, good schools. They're not things that we disagree about. Right. We disagree over how to get there sometimes, and we disagree in extreme ways.
County Executive Rich Fitzgerald, we discussed this early this morning, and I think it's relevant and pertinent. Trump suggesting there's a conspiracy to get him, that he was ahead until the mail-in ballots came in. So if we play along with that conspiracy theory, Fitz, I would argue that he's flat out wrong for basic reason that, as you just suggested, Democrats got spanked. So if his theory's true, Republicans would have crushed it. Democrats would have crushed it around the country, and they didn't, sir. So there's no way the education was rigged in Biden's favor because Democrats lost pretty damn big, right?
They did. And there were people that split their tickets. There were people that voted for Joe Biden, and then they voted for a Republican for Congress or for state House or state Senate. It happened. I mean, you could look at some of the North Hills districts where people voted for Joe Biden, and they voted against some of those state rep candidates that I mentioned.
Right. Hey, Fitz, and you would also argue that, without naming names, that you're worried about the radical left or the far, far left. Are you not, sir?
There's no question. And I think some of the antics, if you will, and some of the photographs on social media get used. And all of a sudden, you know, moderate candidates like a Connor Lamb or a Pam Iovino or an Emily Skopov get tagged with that bad image, and it gets used against them in a campaign. Someone like Joe Biden has the ability with his megaphone, with a bully pulpit, when you're a presidential candidate, you can say, no, I'm not for defunding the police. No, I'm not for banning fracking. But for other candidates that don't have that access to the media and access to the public airwaves, they get tagged with that and they can't get out from under it.
Is it frustrating to you, for instance, the ballots that you had to send out again and the court said don't open them till today, but that they were labeled as a fraudulent? Is that frustrating to you, these antics that made everything a conspiracy and everything fraudulent, sir?
Yes, because what it becomes is, you know, a clerical error that gets made, you know, innocently, all of a sudden turns into some grand conspiracy. Look, any of us that ever tried to balance our checkbooks and made a mistake, right? You can make a clerical error, and it happens. And that's all that this was. It got corrected. It got fixed. But it creates this, let's go into court. Let's have a court action. Let's defund delegitimize the ballots.
That's right. So my good friend and someone you know very well, I admire and respect his opinion in conservative areas, Rob Kania, says, problem is Republicans and Trump supporters feel they have been treated so poorly for 4 years and that Biden deserves the same. Difficult to tell them to move on. What do you say, sir?
Well, first of all, Joe Biden's a different kind of a person. He's not. He will not be out doing some of the unbelievable things. I mean, we could list them for an hour, things that Donald Trump has been doing for the last 5 years, starting with his campaign and the 4 years of his presidency. Joe Biden's a different kind of person. You might disagree with his policies. You might disagree with, you know, whatever, you know, how he gives a speech and that type of thing. But his record in the Senate was somebody who worked with the other side. He got along with people. He's a gentle person. He's likable. It's probably one of the reasons that he won is because that likability factor for people that might not have agreed with every one of his positions said, he's a decent guy.
Let's a lot of it was him. Anyone but Trump, though. ABT, right?
You're 100% right. I would not disagree with that at all. I think people wanted to move on. They didn't want the craziness every day, it's exhausting.
It is.
And I don't think people wanted 4 more years of that exhaustion.
Hey, Fitz, when do they call Pennsylvania? Trump can't win now. I mean, he just can't. So
look, the networks will be calling it, I assume, today at some point.
Okay.
I can't say which one.
Okay.
Look, but these elections don't get certified for a number of weeks in all states, including Pennsylvania.
Yeah, it's 21 days. Rich Fitzgerald, it's been a pleasure, man. I'll be talking to you. I'm working tomorrow. I might hassle you tomorrow, sir.
Give me a call.
All right, brother. Thanks for your time.
Bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.